Revela tiene mucha riqueza.
Guy Joao Montero steps lightly amidst the ruins of a 16th century fort on a hill overlooking the town of Ciudad Vella on the southern coast of the Cape Verdean island of Santiago. The impressive stone walls of the structure, he explains, have recently been rebuilt with financial support from the Spanish government, with the hopes of bringing more tourists to the town. Ciudad Vella, founded by the Portuguese in 1462, is the oldest European settlement in the tropics. But on this day at the fort, painstakingly reconstructed stone by stone by Spanish archaeologists with the help of the local population, few visitors are to be found. Montero says tourism on Santiago is not growing at the rate of other Cape Verdean islands.
Muchos extranjeros van a morar aquí. Muchas construcciones por aquí, por todos los extranjeros.
Montero says Cape Verde's northern islands of Sal and Boa Vista have more spectacular beaches, which attract foreign tourists. The Cape Verdean government has taken steps in recent years to promote foreign investment in tourism infrastructure, resulting in large-scale development on a few of the 10 principal islands. But Santiago, the largest of the nation's islands and home to the capital, Praia, still mostly lacks the new, large hotels that have attracted European vacationers in growing numbers to Sal and Boa Vista. Ciudad Vella resident Abel Sanchez, who owns a small bed and breakfast, one of the few options for lodging in the historic town, says a renewed focus on development of the tourism would be good for the local economy.
Quanto mais fazer mais trabalho interessante para turista, é melhor.
Sanchez says many things could be done to promote tourism on Santiago. He says the island, with so much history and natural scenery, would benefit from its own large hotels, like those being constructed elsewhere in Cape Verde. But that model of touristic development has failed to convince some. Sibyl Schellmann, a native of Germany, runs a small restaurant overlooking the ocean in the coastal town of Caleta, on Santiago's northeast coast.
The government right now and the Minister for Tourism, they only have in mind these big hotels, and they think, because there was a study once and which says that the all-included tourism is the best thing for a third world country, and so they said, well, that's what we want, and they want to have some spa resorts, and they want to have golf and some marinas.
Shellman says she came to Cape Verde for the first time years ago after hearing a performance by Cape Verdean folk singer Cesaria Evora. She and her husband decided, after a number of return visits, to make the island their permanent home, opening their restaurant, as well as a tour agency aimed at bringing visitors from Europe to experience local Cape Verdean culture. Cape Verde offers much more than just beautiful scenery and nice beaches, Shellman says, adding that she feels the experience of tourists can be enriched far past that offered by the all-inclusive beach resorts, where foreign tourists are sequestered from the local population. Shellman says, besides missing out on much of the beauty of Cape Verdean culture, all-inclusive resorts do not benefit the Cape Verdean population.
On Sal and Boa Vista Island, the big tour operators are coming and they build these all-included hotels for the locals. It's really hard to start a business there. Even they make a little restaurant or a little tour organization, nobody comes because it's all included. People already paid everything, so it's no use for them to go outside for dinner or lunch or whatever.
Despite its poverty relative to the European Union, Cape Verde has developed significantly in recent decades. The island population is estimated by the UN at over 500,000, with an equal number of Cape Verdeans living abroad. Foreign remittances from the diaspora now account for almost 20% of GDP by some estimates, and new cars frequent the streets of the capital. Cape Verde graduated from the United Nations list of least developed countries in 2007 and joined the World Trade Organization last year. Along with growth in GDP, foreign tourism has increased substantially this decade, including a 6.5% increase in visitors last year, according to the government. The government also noted a 5.5% increase in the supply of local hotel rooms last year, largely the result of continued development of beachfront resorts on the northern islands. Brent Latham for VOA News, Praia, Cape Verde.